This is a View from the Bridge, official podcast of the Belfast Giants for kingdomofthegiants.com. Today's Sunday, the 10th of March, 2019. It's Challenge Cup final day. My name is Patrick Smith and you join me at 9 a.m. on a very drizzly Manchester morning at Stretford tram stop as I wait for the Altrincham tram, because it's the start of the journey down to Ice Arena Wales, to the Viola Arena, to watch the Belfast Giants take on the Guildford Flames. There's a lot to unpack today and we'll do it as we go along. Belfast Giants take on those Guildford Flames off the back of a win at the SSE Arena on Friday night against the Glasgow Clan. Here comes my tram. Let's start this journey to Cardiff. Let's see what this day has in store. It's Challenge Cup final day and we're going to go for it.
This is a service to Altrincham. The next stop will be Dane Road.
Morning, man.
What about you, fella?
Okay.
Yeah, not too bad. How are you? Keeping well?
Directions?
Yep. Right, where are we? M6? M6 Toll? M6 Toll, and we're on our way to Cardiff, and I'm joined. Oh, you heard me get in the car with them earlier on. I'm joined by the one and only on the road trip, TV's Neil the Coach Russell. How are you, mate?
Hey, Paddy.
Right, mate. Big game. Giants favourites?
Giants should be favourites, absolutely. I think massive opportunity to go back to back in terms of Challenge Cup. You just look at the depth of the Giants squad, quality of the squad is superb. Judging by what you were saying earlier on, whenever you hopped into the car with regards to injuries, looks like Paddy Dwyer's back in the lineup. So it looks like Kiefer will be picking from a full strength outfit. I think Guildford, I've been really impressed with them since he came on board last season. I think Dixon, the coach there, has done a really good job in terms of recruitment. Some quality players. So I think it makes for an absolutely superb final. I think it'll be filled with a lot of skill and speed. But for me, yeah, Giants are definitely favourites.
That's a really good point about Guildford. It's like, you know, you think about how they've just come on board, like two seasons in the league, and now you've got teams like, you know, the Clan, Fife, Stars, who've been hard at work in the elite league and haven't reached a final. But you know, Guildford, they're not unused to finals. You know, they were winning EPL titles, they were winning playoffs, they were winning cups at the second tier. But to come in and only their second season and to get to the finals, phenomenal.
Yeah, big time. I mean, they as I say, Dixon there, the coach has done an excellent job, and you know, they've got a strong enough fan base. I know it's quite a small rink that they're based in. I've actually never been to their rink, but they seem to pack it out on a regular basis. Got a good sound business model there, so you know they're able to invest in their playing squad. And as I say, I mean, it's a quality team. But you know, I think the EPL side of things is probably a moot point, in the sense like, how many of those players are actually still there? Very, very few. But you know, it's an exciting time for them as a club, and you know, certainly put them on the map in terms of the EIHL. Should they pick up a trophy today? And as I say, I've been so impressed with them. I actually really enjoy it, and I look forward to actually watching the Guildford Flames, because I think they play the game the right way, and certainly the modern way, in terms of the kind of the speed and the transition from defence to offence. Have a lot of very gifted defencemen who can skate superbly, so enjoy watching them. So I think it really does make for a great final.
You know, you're the hardest working man on Etihad campus, you know, putting Guardiola to shame. How much chance are you getting to watch the Giants?
I've watched quite a bit this season. I know I was just saying to you before we press record, I've managed to catch quite a bit. I still watch Manchester quite a bit on webcast. I was down at the Storm Shelter last weekend.
The Drizzle Dome,
as you always refer to it as. I was down there last weekend. John Hammond was having his jacket retired.
Yeah.
The famous yellow jacket was getting retired. So I went down to that, and obviously to catch up with Pash as well. So I've ended up watching a lot of Sheffield this season as well. They've been absolutely brutal. They'll probably go on and win the playoffs now after me saying that publicly. But yeah, I've seen a lot of Belfast this year as well. And as you know, I jump onto the webcast and you know, I try to get to as many of the away games as possible. So I obviously go to the Manchester games. I was over in Sheffield earlier on in the season as well to watch them. So I've been mightily impressed this season. I think Thorts and Kiefer have done a superb job, I have to say, in terms of recruitment. And I know Thorts kind of really leads on that front, and but I know that Kiefer got a lot more heavily involved as well in the summer this year, and I think they've done a fantastic job, not just in terms of the quality of player, but the quality of human being that they've brought in as well.
Sound like Brendan Rodgers there.
I wasn't going to say that. we're coming down the toll here. We're going to go through the toll. We're on our way to pick up Hitchy.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting final.
Big sigh.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting final couple of hours. I wonder how many times I will threaten him with getting thrown out the side window en route. But yeah, looking forward to catching up with Hitchy. I haven't seen him in a few months, and it's nice to see Nancy allowing him out for the day.
We'll come back to you.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. How was I
supposed? Stage two of the journey. We've just left. We're outside of Birmingham. Yeah?
Yeah, but all right.
Yeah, and as you can hear, we've picked up Hitchy. You know what I mean?
Hello, how you doing?
Looking forward to the game? Editing is happening early. You looking forward to the game?
I am, yeah. Second game of the season.
Your second game of the season, not the second game of the season.
My second game of the season. Neither of them were Steelers games. I'm excited.
You turned into a big... Well, we already knew you were a big Belfast Giants fan.
I'm just a big fan.
Big being the operative word, yeah.
Pleased to see Hitchcock?
Always a pleasure to see Mark. It's going to be... Oh, how long have we got to go?
Another couple of...
Yeah, another hour and a half.
And you met my wife?
I did. I met the lovely Nancy for the first time. Goes without saying, Hitchy's punching above his weight, and it's considerable. I have to say, the backseat of my car is getting well filled by.
Your car's got a lot slower since we've picked him up.
His fuel consumption is terrible all of a sudden as well.
Massive consumption in the back.
So why is it only your second game of the season, Hitchy?
I'd say that my life choices have changed dramatically, and I've decided to, I guess, hang around with people who aren't hockey fans generally.
So is it case that so this is more of a social trip for you?
Yeah, it's great to see you guys. Obviously, I've known you nearly 20 years, Patrick, for all the sins that go with that. And seeing Neil's always brilliant because he's such a yo-yo dieter. I just never know which Neil's going to turn up.
Yeah.
What are you expecting from the game, man?
I expect Belfast to win from what I've seen this season. But anything can happen, you know. We saw the Cardiff win the first Challenge Cup at Sheffield when they were massive underdogs, when we were the superior force. So who knows? It's going to be interesting to see how many empty seats there are. I'm going to count them during the game if it's a boring one.
Hitchy, what's your views on the Sheffield Steelers this season?
Well, I haven't seen a lot, so I don't want to put too many thoughts on paper or orally, as it is. I'm guessing the Steelers organisation are never going to be happy to be fighting for playoffs, and to see them tweet out things like hashtag playoff push is pretty painful as a Steelers fan. 30 years nearly of constant success, and they're making up the numbers, racing for eighth. It's weird.
When does it go from playoff push to I believe? You know, it's a tight run thing.
Well, I think R. Kelly's using that one at the moment, so let's leave it.
And on that note, we'll come back to you in a bit. How long have we got until the game? 15 minutes before the game. Mr. McGimpsey's turned up. Thoughts on pre-game?
I suppose, Patrick, we've talked about this game for a while now. We've known it's been coming around, it's been marked in the calendar, and I guess the key to the game for me is going to be the Giants and how we keep discipline. You know, Guildford Flames know all about them. Good team, very, very good top six. If you count their goaltender, good top five on ice. Good 2D men. Really top forwards. Ackred and Dunbar and... Give me the other one.
Waters.
Their top line's very, very good. Very good special team. So we have to stay disciplined, stay out of the box, play them 5-on-5. And if we're playing 5-on-5, I think that my lack of nerves at the minute dictate that I just feel that we've got a little bit more depth on them.
Yeah, it is interesting. Like, the Giants know exactly how to play. What difference do you think Paddy Dwyer being back in the lineup's going to have?
Dwyer just gives you, you know, I see Big Coach standing over there. It's like Big Coach, he's less than big the last time I've seen him. But, you know, Dwyer gives you that little X factor. He sees a play. He's very, very good with the extra man. He creates an awful lot of, and he makes the ice pad bigger whenever he's on it. So he gives us more opportunities to score goals.
Hitchy, while you're tweeting pictures there.
No, I took an action shot of you two. I think you look so professional. I forget I've had a few months away from hockey. I forget that just regular average people like you two have some kind of weird influence on the sport. It's great.
You've been into the arena now. You've had a wander around. Do you think is there an atmosphere building in there?
It just reminds me that anyone associated with ice hockey has a very high chance of diabetes. But I'm glad. I'm really, really grateful to be here.
And on that note, we are about 10-15 minutes away from the Challenge Cup final against the Guildford Flames. Your Belfast Giants looking for back-to-back Challenge Cup titles here. Let's get on with it.
All right,
so we're now, what, 10 minutes before the match? Still 10 minutes before the match in the arena. Bumped into Mr. Simon Kitchen. How are the nerves?
The nerves are fine. I'm just about to hit somebody digging the bake.
I don't see anything wrong. What did you see? But let's not talk about it.
No, the Giants have always had the... it doesn't matter. We'll get to that starting target. No, I'm fine, mate. I feel very confident about the game. The boys are ready to go. I was down earlier on having a chat with a few of them. You're ready to rock.
What's the key in this game?
Stop their power play and stay out of the penalty box.
Davey's here said the same thing.
Yeah, it's imperative. Special teams, is important. You know, Adam's already told the boys this. On Friday night we took too many stupid penalties. Tonight you need to be disciplined. That's the key. We've got good goaltending. We've been strong on the D. Yes, you give the puck up a couple of times, but that's because we take chances. I honestly believe we've got a team big enough and strong enough to hold on to win the day.
What's our strengths? What are our strengths here? Is it the depth?
From back to front, we're loaded. You know, you've got Patrick Dwyer's back up again. It was good to get him a bit of a game under his belt on Friday night. Jonathan Furness missing out, so he's the scratch this evening for the Giants. But look, I don't think we've got a weakness.
Complacency?
Not tonight.
Both teams are right. Then we had the intro. Sean Nelson with you now. How you feeling, buddy?
Quietly confident, also nervous. I mean, it's a cup final. Everything comes down to this one game. It's a game 7. Anything can happen. Absolutely no reason why we shouldn't go out here and convincingly defeat the Guildford Flames. They have a fantastic top line. Callie Ackred is a power play magician. Their special teams are excellent. But we've got the depth, we've got the legs, and we're the Belfast Giants.
Depth, this is a word that's been repeated here. It seems that the Giants team, and especially now with Paddy Dwyer back in the lineup, it seems that we've got a strong side there. We've got Jonathan Ferland not playing in this game, which shows what sort of depth we do have.
Well, that's it. I mean, you could look at it as Ferland missing, but you could also look at it as an indication of just the sheer depth within the squad. Once Guildford go past their first line, they don't really have much. We're going to roll the lines, we're going to beat them on skill, and we're going to beat them in terms of energy.
Nerves?
Riddled with nerves.
Mate, listen, we're the teams are lining up for the anthems. Let's do this.
Then it's time to start the show.
The talking now has to stop. We're going to get down to business, and the puck is dropped. The final is underway. Lindhagen under pressure from Riley. Now there's a chance for the Giants. Riley in, and Grosey makes the first save of this final.
Not giving in.
Dunbar, lovely play from him, and it's right out in front. They just couldn't get the final touch. Reddick, Escarani, back at it. Ackred, and another great save. Another drive, and it's 3 in a row for the Giants netminder. And that is the buzzer for the end of the first 20 minutes of play. And, well, we said it was quick. We didn't think it was maybe going to be that quick.
Nil-nil at the end of the first period. We're in 11 minutes until the second. An end-to-end game. I'm joined by the man behind the whiteboard. It's Noel Gillespie. That was an entertaining first period.
entertaining, and I think Guildford are playing very well, which is slightly worrying. I think over the course of the game will be grand.
Do you think
a very good start for them?
Do you think they have the sort of everybody's talked about depth coming into this game, about how the Giants have great depth, they're able to sustain it all the way through. Do you think they have this, they're able to carry that into the second period?
I think we have the depth, but I don't think we played the fourth line too much that period, maybe a couple of times, so we're not using it just yet. But I think we have a better fourth line than they do, big time.
What do you think the key is for the Giants coming through?
Darcy Murphy snipes.
Yeah, so Darcy Murphy took a bit of a knock in the corner there. The no penalty on it, went to the bench, had a bit of a roll, but he's back in the game.
Yeah, it looked like a high stick. As long as he's back in the game, we've got. I mean, he's a fantastic player. The way he's playing on his own form and everything like that, fantastic.
Any nerves?
Up until about 20 minutes before the game, it was all right. Now it's starting to kick in there a wee bit. Now the game started, so we'll see how it goes.
10 minutes to the start of the second period. Thanks, man.
And we're underway. Second period action of this Challenge Cup final. Guildford 0, Belfast 0. To the point for Roach. Dwyer finds space and he finds the back of the net. The defending Challenge Cup champions strike first. It's Patrick Dwyer.
And that's exactly the guy you want on the power play. What a release on that shot. Bar down past Chris Tarosi.
It is all going on here. We're going to need about 7 pairs of eyes and a million cameras to catch up with it all.
Yeah, I'm not sure if someone can bring us a spare camera because there's a lot to keep up with.
Foster's patient. Good stick in the lane from Leonard to disrupt things. One-timer, it's there! A one-timer from Crooks. Level things up late in the second period. Game on in the Challenge Cup final. Time ticking down. But who can break this tie? Smotherman's going to make an attempt. Good initial save, and Smotherman just couldn't pick up his own rebound. Accurate, and that's a lovely block.
It's Jonathan Boxhill that time. That's a game-changing block as well. You see a guy like Jonathan Boxhill make a block like that this late in the game when it's still tied up, you're going to have that belief. You're going to buy into this one. There's 3 minutes to go. That could be crucial.
It looks like we are going into sudden death overtime.
Take a deep breath. And the regulation. Belfast Giants 1, Guildford Flames 1. Hell of a hockey game, I have to say. But I'm joined by both Davey and Simon. I'll start with you. I'll start with you, Jasmine.
No.
All right. Jasmine's not involved. I'll start with you, Simon. Your thoughts on the game thus far? We're going into overtime. 5-on-5 overtime. We have a full intermission here.
Yeah, it's a really, really entertaining game, even if you're, you know, we're all obviously here to support the Giants, but the shots on goal at the end of the first period, I think it was 15-5 to Guildford. If I'm honest, I think they've had the better chances. Besko's put up a number of really, really quality saves, but listen, it's going into OT now. It could be a mistake, but guys do not want to make mistakes. They'll want to keep their shifts short. They'll want to try and make sure they just hold on to the puck and do not give it away, especially in their own end.
Two power play goals, David. We said they were lethal on the power play. We got one ourselves.
Yeah, special teams are always going to be crucial here, as you say. Two power play goals in the game. And, you know, if anything, I think they've probably shaded it in terms of grade A scoring chances. The Giants have done okay. I think we've got a couple of guys that still have a little bit left in them here, hopefully, in overtime, that maybe haven't performed to the highest standards that they expect. So coming in the overtime, hopefully guys with a couple of wee bit left in their legs.
The buzzword at the start of the game was depth. Now we're going into overtime. That has to be the buzzword now.
Look, we've still used our four lines. We all seen there in the 2 minutes to go in the game, and Boxy came up with an absolutely unbelievable
blinder
block. Brilliant block on Accurate too. Accurate can really shoot the puck, and that's, you know, that he went straight to the bench. I hope he's all right, because we need him back out here for the overtime period.
This is a real throw it all out there and see what we get.
Oh yeah, the adrenaline has to kick in now for the boys as well. You know, they're going to be tired. It's with a game on Friday night, obviously they've played too, but it's going to be tiring going in the overtime. So it's a team that holds their nerve and takes the chance that comes along.
Atmosphere?
Yeah, it's decent. You know, it's great to see a crowd of Devils fans coming out and supporting the Guildford Flames. But, you know, listen, as I say, it could be a mistake that, that wins this game for any of the teams. It's really too tight to call. Hopefully the boys can pull it out. But, you know, at the end of the day, they're all here for a trophy. That's what you play hockey for. They want to get the win here, and hopefully we can all celebrate. And, well, tonight at some stage anyway.
Yeah, how are the nerves now, Davey?
I'm still not feeling too nervous, Paddy. The Guildford Flames, you've got to hand it to them. They have got into lanes to block shots. They haven't let really very much get through. And Krejci, and what he's had to deal with, it's all been pretty perimeter. You know, we haven't got in that blue paint at all.
We're joined by the real deal, Joel Neil. What are your nerves?
He said
no nerves.
This is absolutely awful. I'm a bag of nerves. Look, it's a cup final. It's that Game 7 atmosphere. Kendall McFaul took a dumb penalty. Could have been avoided. I still think we have the chances. We have the legs to beat them, but it's just the fear of the unknown right now, mate. I don't know.
What about that Kendall McFaul penalty avoidable?
The guy's down on the ground. He's actually holding his left hand up in the air. You know, to let the referee know, look, I'm not holding him here, I'm not doing anything. He takes a bit of a whack at him just as he's getting up. It's probably a fair enough call. In a final, though, I thought it was a wee bit soft.
Well, saying that, you know, there's been a lot of calls missed as well. Chris Higgins had a stick.
Trying to let the guys go.
Stick broke over his head. Rudy's had a stick slashed in half. You know, they're calls you have to make. But
round the houses, yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course.
Okay, let's see how this goes. Sorry, Jazz.
Yes.
Yes. That's it. You've heard it. You've heard it here, Jasmine Kissing Chaz. Yes.
Yes.
We've got 6 minutes until the first period of overtime, and I'm joined by a very good friend, a legendary Belfast Giants fan, Mr. Christopher Revel. How are you, sir?
Fine, thanks, buddy.
You hate this game as much as I hate this game.
I hate this game as much as you hate it, yes.
What do you think of the Giants so far?
I've struggled, really. I had an assumption that it would be easier than last year, and we'd probably go on and win it, and it's not proved that way. And now it's anybody's game. The Giants totally, in my opinion, have totally dominated, particularly the third period. We haven't put it away. We've got 20 more minutes to sort it out, basically.
They're being pretty tight around Krejci. We've seen Krejci bounce a few out of his glove, off his chest, putting them right into the crease, but nobody there to pick them up because they're so tight around him.
Absolutely, absolutely. I noticed they seem to collapse four players around him all the time whenever we're here in the zone. We get great zone time, but cannot create a space to shoot because they're collapsing down on the keeper. And in my view, the only chance we're going to get is they actually have a chance at our end, and we break and open the play up, and then maybe we've got a chance of getting a goal.
Refs letting quite a bit go.
Yes, absolutely. Too much, in my opinion. It was Dean Smith again. He's a very unpredictable referee. Incident in this, I think it was in the third period when McFaul got 2 minutes, and there's no way he should have had 2 minutes. It should have been a 4-on-4, basically.
What do you expect from this overtime? Obviously, you know, the buzzword, I've said this to the guys over there, the buzzword before the game was depth in the Belfast Giants, the fact that we have more depth, we can roll the three, maybe four lines. We saw Boxy come out, take a big, you know, his only shift in that period.
Yeah.
He takes a big block to the chest, does brilliantly, gets a big cheer off the ice. But it's that depth that hopefully, we'll see the Belfast Giants go through.
Absolutely, absolutely. Amazing block by Boxy as well. Really felt for him, like, because he's just got out on the ice and he's taking a big one, but fantastic. But you're right, Paddy. I think we have the depth to see this out. There's no question. The longer this game goes, the stronger we should be, and the more likelihood of us to win it, basically.
Thanks, mate. Good to see you.
And you, mate. Cheers.
Craig with a drive, and best you're right, didn't really know where that was. Now, Ackerade! Still loose out in front. Dunbar, that was a real chance for the Flames to take the cap. Going back to Murphy, is out in front. What a feed that was for the one-timer. A Chris Krejci with heroics in the Flames net. Turnover, chance in front, and they get it! The Belfast Giants have retained the Challenge Cup in Cardiff. It's 2-1. It was a mistake behind the goal, and the Giants are once again Challenge Cup champions.
Well, you can hear the noise in the background. The new
Challenge Cup champions for 2019, the Belfast Giants. We're joined by Jordan Smotherman Smoe. What a game here tonight against the Guildford Flames. Both teams put so much into it, but coming out and getting that OT winner, you must be pleased.
Oh, absolutely. What a great play by Joner. Big hit in the corner, gets me the puck, and I get to put it in, but heck of a contest from Guildford. That was a fun hockey game to play both ways.
Your first OT winner for the Giants as well. You know, you've got off to a real great start here. You picked a couple of goals up against the Glasgow Clan in the semi-final too, and obviously to pick a Challenge Cup and a championship up in your first 5-6 weeks of the team. Again, you must be over the moon.
Absolutely. It's so easy to see how much this means to all the people that traveled here, all the people back home, and especially these guys here right now. It was easy to kind of buy in, and I hope to continue doing that.
You going to have a drink tonight?
Quite a few, I think.
Listen, I don't want to take any much of your time. Congratulations, big man. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Your Belfast Giants are back-to-back Challenge Cup champions, and the man who's lifted the trophy 2 years in a row joins me now, Blair Riley. What a game.
Whoa. We didn't want to go out like we did in the Continental Cup. We all kind of knew how bad that felt, and to win one like this after that defeat was pretty special. Amazing. You can hear the fans in the background. They'll be going all night, so very proud moment for myself and my teammates. Thoroughly deserved. I thought we deserved a trophy this year. We got one in the bag. Let's go get some more.
Bit of credit to the Guildford. They really made a game of it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess all along coming into this, people thought of them as underdogs, but they earned their way here. They beat some good teams, and they beat, you know, good teams handily. So we knew we were in for a tough game. We game planned for them, and in a one-off game, they're so fast, and you could see them in transition. They had plenty of opportunities. If it wasn't for Besko in overtime, you know, they could be hoisting the trophy. So
how good does it feel? How good does it feel to lift that trophy 2 years in a row?
It's amazing. The boys knew what they were doing this time with the champagne. They got me right in the eyeballs. No better sting in the world. So it's amazing. It's going to be a fun couple days for us and for all the Belfast fans.
Well done, mate. Well done.
Yeah, cheers.
Joined by a man who took one hell of a block in the third period. What a third. Mate, what a game.
Unbelievable. I mean, this group, I'm sure you hear this all the time, but it's we literally, you know, we care so much about each other, and to come out and finally get this win, it feels unbelievable. And to win the way we did as a group, Besko, from everybody out, it's just unbelievable. These are people that we're never going to forget each other, whether guys retire or where they end up. This is a very special group, so we're very happy with what we did tonight, and hopefully we can do some more towards the end of the year. But unbelievable night. I don't even know what to say.
I got a bit overexcited there. It is Jonathan Box. So, but
that block.
What about that block in the third period? How are you doing?
I'm fine. Yeah, you got to do that. I mean, it's things you have to do. But if I'm remembered for anything in any way, that's a good one, I guess. But you know, just to win and win a championship with this group, I can't speak enough for it. It's actually kind of emotional the way or everything we've been through this year. You know, guys coming in and out.
What about these fans, eh?
Unbelievable. It's, you know, it hurt last year not being here when the team won it. And to come back and have contribute in a small way to a championship is unbelievable. It's a very special night for everyone involved.
That medal's on your neck. Congratulations.
Thank you,
well deserved.
Cheers, buddy. We're bringing those boys back out.
Colin Shields busy looking beers here, but 2-1 win, another championship, another medal around the neck. Must feel good.
Yeah, it was a bit of a crazy game. I thought Guildford played unreal. They had a lot of good chances, and Besko was the same as he was all year, standing tall, and gave us a real chance to win. And going to overtime probably wasn't ideal, but you know, the boys stuck with it, a couple of tough shifts there, and Besko went with a big save right before that rush, and Johnny made a great pass to Smoe there and buried it.
There's a guy with a cup there, Johnny Boxall, comes up with an unbelievable block towards the end of regulation to keep us in it. And you know, quick word for the crowd here before you have to go.
No, I mean, you can tell it took everyone tonight, and the way it's been all year, everyone's chipped in, everyone did their bit, and it's a real team win, and thanks to all the fans. It's unreal. Like, must be over 600 or 700 tonight, so thanks to all the fans, everyone, for coming to support us.
Enjoy it, kids.
Thank you.
Joined by Dustin Johnner after the game. Your hit led to the goal, but Smotherman picked the puck up, put it back for an OT winner. You came to Cardiff last year, you were injured, obviously picking up this championship this year must mean so much more.
Oh man, yeah, it means so much to me, like the guys being able to be a big part of it this year and this season, and just doing it with this group of guys and to be able to repeat is a big thing, and especially doing an overtime like this in front of these fans we have out here. My parents flew over and are here, and you know, I'm thinking this is probably gonna be my last year, so it's big.
Have your kids here as well, and they're right here on the ice with you again. It's things that guess that you're gonna remember for the rest of your life, and these guys too.
Yeah, it's something I'll never forget. That's all I gotta say.
John, thanks very much, big man. You've been absolutely brilliant today.
Thanks, buddy.
It's live now.
You cracked the phone or not?
No, it's Jasmine's phone, it's okay. We're joined by Steve Thornton, center ice, after the OT Championship winner. 2 years in a row, Steve, and again with this group of guys, has been outstanding.
It does. It feels good to win silverware. We've been so close this year, the Continental Cup. Great that we made it to the Champions League, but winning a trophy, that's what you remember.
And obviously, you know, coming in here, the favourites this year, arguably, you had the Guildford Flames put up such a great fight. It's been a great, absolutely fantastic final.
Yeah, they're a really tough team to play off in a one-off game because they got so much skill, so much speed, young legs, and I thought their defensive zone was fantastic tonight. It was tough to get anything through. So it was going to be one of those games where one goal, I mean, it was off a lucky bounce, I think. Dronan made a great forecheck, great play, and Smotherman is good in front of the net.
Listen, I know there's the guys going into the corner. Get you into that photograph. We'll speak to you later.
Thank you, big guy.
I'm joined by another back-to-back Challenge Cup champion, and that is Kevin Rain. What a game.
What a game. I think both teams really brought it tonight, and of course it comes down to overtime. It's anybody's game, but I thought we had full team buy-in tonight, and you know, of course all season, every game's a championship game, just you know, based on the league title race and all that stuff, but it was nice to actually have a playoff game tonight. So we felt it, and we brought it. We didn't shy away, and I thought everybody brought their 100% tonight.
There's real depth in this squad as well. When it came to it, you guys were pushing back as hard as you could.
Absolutely. I mean, every single guy in that room is capable, and every single guy in there is accountable for their own play. And like I said, everybody brought it tonight, and we knew everyone was going to bring it tonight. And so nervous, no; excited, yes. And so we channeled that excitement. We know what it's like to lose already this year in the final. We did that at the Continental Cup, and so we were able to channel that energy into tonight's win.
A word for Guildford, they played really well.
Guildford did play really well. They brought exactly what we expected. I thought we did a really good job of shutting down their top line, and you know, we were a defense-first mentality tonight, and you know, defense wins championships, and proof of tonight's game is in the pudding.
You won it 12 months ago. How sweet is this?
It's sweet. It's, you know, although it's, you know, similar section, similar, but it's, you know, a little bit different group of guys, and we're back-to-back, and so, you know, every championship special, and so it's exciting to be able to come back and do it again with the guys that that were here last year. We already got our back-to-back picture over in the corner there in front of the Teal Army, and so, I mean, of course, they were our seventh man there tonight, and so there were times where Kenny and I were back on plays, and I asked him if he heard me calling for the puck or not. He says no, they're too loud. So I mean, that's an advantage or disadvantage to both sides, and you know what, we were able to channel their energy into our play, and we brought it tonight.
Man, go and enjoy yourself. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Tyler Pescarani, man of the match. Not really a big deal, is it?
Yeah, you know, just another game in the end. Another 2 points, right? No, in all seriousness, what a game. Everybody played from you know, guys like Patty to big guys that are taking blocks. Rainer Boxy with a block on Anchored. You know, to lay down for that in front of that shot, I didn't even want to get in front of that one. So, no, what a group of guys. You know, I couldn't ask for a better group.
This is what you came to Belfast for. You know, you want to be successful. You've got one trophy so far this season. Still two to play for. It'll be a challenge. But you're definitely looking as if the way you play it tonight looks as if you're well up for it.
Yeah. You know, I think we deserve to win the Continental Cup. And to win this one, it's just, you know, it makes up for that big time. And to give us the, you know, the confidence moving forward. We know it's not really in our hands right now, the league. But, you know, hopefully we keep playing well and going through the playoff weekend and win another trophy or two.
Listen, these fans have been here this weekend. You're standing in front of them right now. They cheered every time you got saved there tonight. And the Guildford Flames put you under a lot of pressure.
Yeah, you know, the fans were incredible tonight. To make that trip is unbelievable for all these people to come out here and cheer us on. I think it just goes to show what kind of organization this is. And to get this fan base behind us like this, it helped us out immensely. So hats off to them. And yeah, this one's for them.
You going to have a drink tonight?
Do I? Just one, though.
Just one. Challenge Cup champion. Congratulations, big man. Absolutely thoroughly deserved.
Thank you.
Joined by Patrick Dwyer. What a game that was, man.
Yeah, you know, it's an exciting game. It's something you think about as kids, always winning a cup in overtime, and to do it's exciting.
It was a real end-to-end game. Guildford didn't let up at all.
No, they didn't, and I tip the hats to them. You know, they're a good team. They're a fast team. They play with pace. They're going to push you to move the puck and to move your feet, and they did a good job tonight.
The atmosphere in the room must be brilliant as well. There's a real determination to these boys.
Yeah, you know, it's a resilient group. They're really resilient. You know, we push, and I think we took a little bit of the heartache from the Continental Cup into this, and we, you know, that feeling when you lose it in overtime, and we pushed, and we found a way.
To come back into the side this weekend in particular, there must have been a real determination in you to get this job done.
Yeah, you know, this was on the calendar for sure, and it was the goal to be back for this, and luckily I was able to be back and to contribute and to help the team.
And one note for these guys up here, the fans, they've been doing brilliantly all game long.
Oh, they're brilliant all season, you know, from the home games to traveling around all season, following us, cheering us on, and then tonight at this game, you can hear them, they're amazing, and they deserve this.
Congratulations, man.
Jim Vandermeer, you were on the bench last year for the Challenge Cup final and obviously the win last year. A lot more involved tonight.
Yeah, it's a lot better to be playing. It was, you know, a little bit disappointing not to be playing last year when we won it, but still a great feeling and awesome accomplishment by the guys. And this year to be playing and be part of it, it's a little extra special.
Guildford put up such a fight here tonight. 1-1, getting into overtime. I think the league made the right ruling and letting guys play to the finish, 5-on-5.
No, for sure. I've been a part of you know, championships where it goes to a shootout right away or a short overtime, and you know, I think 20-minute 5-on-5 until you finish is the way to go.
Jim, listen, I know you've got a lot of guys here tonight you're going to celebrate with. You've got a couple of more games in the league that's still not over yet. You've got to want to try and win another championship before the end of the year.
No, absolutely. That's been a goal of ours all year, and you know, we can only do what we can control. And you know, if we win our games, you know, we'll see what Cardiff does. But the plan is to keep going for the big one.
Congratulations, big man. Go enjoy it.
Thanks a lot.
Joined after the game by David Rutherford. Really pretty good game of hockey, and always good to come out on top.
Yeah, you know what? We've tasted a similar defeat this year, so talk about the difference. I kind of had a feeling, man, when we came here, you looked at one section, it was just buzzing again. There's so many fans. You almost felt it in the dressing room, and you never want to go to overtime, but it was definitely a little bit more exciting having an overtime goal. So.
Let's talk about overtime quickly. There's a bit of a difference with from the Continental Cup where we went through the penalties. You'd rather play 20 minutes continuous and let hockey be a winner?
Winning's winning, so it's kind of weird. Like that, I feel like you should always finish it in overtime. So you know what, if we would have won the shootout, we would have said we like the shootout. But like it's just great for everyone, you know, especially our families and stuff that traveled over. It's exciting. We're extremely happy, and can't wait to celebrate this with all of our fans.
And just one more word, I know you said a little bit about him, but look at that crowd there.
Amazing Belfast. I'm so happy I could be a part of this, and this means so much to this city. It means way more than anyone knows, so we're proud to do it for the best. And that's why you want to play for the teal, or tonight the red. But yeah, it's exciting, and this is for you guys.
Well, still the best hockey smile in the club already, so yeah. Go and enjoy the celebration, mate.
Thanks, yeah, man. Cheers.
Josh Roach, what do you think?
It's something special, you know. It's a pretty surreal feeling right now, being able to win the championship, you know, with the fans we got here. It's something special.
Well, that game was a hell of a game. Guildford gave it their all, but, you know, you guys pushed back.
Yeah, you know, we expected a tough game. They're a skilled team. You know, I thought both of us, you know, competed hard for the entirety of the game. And, you know, we were fortunate enough to pull through in overtime there.
I know, you guys, you know, you've worked so hard through this season. Job's not done yet. There's still a lot to play for. But it must be great to pick up a championship at this point.
Absolutely. You know, we had a heartbreak there with the Continental Cup a couple months back. And then, you know, to win this one, like I said, it's something special. You know, we've got 10 odd games left here in the season, so you know, we want to finish strong and win a couple more ships.
Well done, man.
Thank you very much.
We're joined by two-time Challenge Cup coach winner, Adam Keith. Adam, I don't think you could ask for a tougher battle tonight against the Guildford Flames.
Yeah, well, something we discussed after the game there going into overtime was championships are not supposed to be easy. You know, you're supposed to go to war for it, and they certainly made us do that tonight. I didn't think we had our best game, but we stuck with it throughout the entire game. Obviously, Bescarani was spectacular and kept us in it the entire game and gave us a chance to get a couple more looks there in overtime. And and we took it there with obviously with Smoke coming in clutch.
Smoke coming in clutch is this absolutely crucial words. You brought him in 5 weeks ago. It's he's played a crucial part in this. He 2 goals in the semi-final second leg, but coming up with that big goal tonight, all created by the hard worker Dustin Johnner in the corner.
Yeah, I think, you know what, to a man, everybody stuck with it. Like I said, I didn't think we had our legs that we normally have tonight, but they stuck with it. They played smart, and they stuck with it through the end, and obviously we waited for our chance, and when we got it, we took it.
Championship winner, Challenge Cup champion again. How's that feel?
That feels great. I think, obviously with this group, I'm extremely happy for them in particular, obviously with what happened against our land in the Continental Cup final. It was not an easy one to take, and I think it took us a couple weeks to really bounce back from that one. And as a coach, you certainly don't want that from this this game as well. So really happy that these guys are able to celebrate now as champions, and certainly the quality side that they are, and I think they proved it tonight, sticking with it.
Celebrate is the right word. We've got more work to do next week. I'm sure it's probably going to be a day, maybe 2 days, to get it out of your system and then ready to go again.
Yeah, they'll get a couple of days off here, and then it's back to work on Wednesday. Obviously, we got a tough practice Wednesday and Thursday, and get ready for Coventry on Friday, Saturday, and it all starts over again. But we'll certainly enjoy these next few days as a team, and the guys will enjoy it with their families as well. And I'm really happy and really proud of them.
One word. Fans this weekend, if he made an overwhelming numbers again, you just see him celebrating here behind you. It's been outstanding again from the Belfast Giants fans.
Yeah, absolutely. They're passionate is the word I'd use to describe them, and they've proven it in numbers again this year. And it's a big driving factor going into overtime when our guys don't have a whole lot of energy, and you need that type of atmosphere to drive you on.
Adam, congratulations, mate. Thanks very much indeed. Enjoy your night.
Joined post-game by the head coach of the Guildford Flames, Paul Dixon. It's not the way any team wants to lose a game, but your boys put up one hell of a fight.
No, I thought we were very good tonight. I thought the commitment level, the compete level was really high from us. And I thought the game itself, I thought the first period, I thought we were the better team. I thought we just edged it. I thought the second period, I thought maybe Belfast edged that period. And then the last period, I thought it was pretty 50-50. So I think overall, it was over the 60 minutes, I thought it was a fair game. It was a good game. It was fast. Had a little bit of everything in it. It was good. But then I think you get to overtime, and I thought we had the better chances in overtime. I thought we had 3 or 4 really good chances. You know, guys in alone coming, taking shots down the slot, off to the sides. The goalie steps up and makes a couple of big saves there, and unfortunately goes to our end, and it's in the back of the net. And that's these cup finals, these one games, that's how it goes.
When your boys, they've put in so much effort across 3 periods that they're there toe-to-toe with the Giants. How do you get them up for that overtime?
Just keep on doing what they were doing. The good thing is with my group, the good thing is what we do is we just compete, and we compete for 60 minutes every night, or 70 minutes in this case. But it's that's the group itself. They push themselves, and I've got a great group in there, and I feel really sorry for them. I feel their heads are down. They've put so much into this game here and got nothing out. And if I go through that's been our season this year. That we've been in so many games this year where it just we haven't got the rub, we haven't had that little bit of luck, and we've ended up getting beat in overtime or by a goal. And sometimes that's how it goes. There's ups and downs in every team, every season, and like I said, tonight it just wasn't to be. And maybe after a year and a little bit in this league, you're kind of looking, it's not our time yet, but we're building, and who'd have thought a year and a half ago, we came in here and we got beat off Cardiff on Friday night, and we were hugely disappointed, and then we've got beat off Belfast tonight. And a year and a half ago, would you have been disappointed by getting beat by a goal or a goal or two by these top teams that's been in this league for well over a decade? I don't think anybody would have thought that we'd be in this position. So it doesn't make it any easier for us. We're still disappointed.
What sort of positives going into like sort of playoffs and like that, what sort of positives do you draw from a game like this? Because that's a clutch game. You guys are, you pushed them all the way to overtime, you played a great game, you had your chances. Do you draw positives from it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing is, not right now, because they're all their heads are down. Yeah, but tomorrow in the week we'll look back on it. And, like I said, we competed hard tonight against a very good hockey team. And, I think you can't take anything away from Belfast. And I said this in all that pre-game stuff, that, you know, the goalie for me, he's the best goalie in the league. They've got six good defensemen. They've got four forward lines with goal scoring on every line they have. They've got so much offensive firepower, but they've got guys with huge CVs as well, guys that's played all around the world and won trophies in all the big leagues around the world as well. And you know, that's an experience that the Giants have. So for us coming into the game, you know, yeah, we were the underdog, and I think once it started, we settled into the game well. And like I said, we've just got to draw from this experience. We've made a final. Yes, we've got beat, but maybe the next final we make, we'll be in a better position, and maybe we'll be able to cross the line.
Commiserations today, man. Thanks for your time.
No worries. It's a disappointing result in the end, 4-1 to Belfast. What are your thoughts on that game?
Well, it's a 2-1 hockey game. It's a 2-1 game. It's a 2-1 game. It's a 2-1 hockey game. But still, late in the third period, it's a 2-1 hockey game. 2-1, 2-1, 2-1 hockey game. We 2-1, 2-1, 2-1, 2-1, 2-1. It's a 2-1 game. 2-1, it's a 2-1 game.
Great stuff. Thanks, Doug.
All right.
Game. We're in Cardiff Gate Services enjoying a lovely KFC butt versus my Mark Hitchcock. Yorkshireman stuck his hand in his pocket. Who'd have thought it? Belfast Giants are your back-to-back Challenge Cup champions after an overtime winner from Jordan Smotherman. Joined round the table, Davey McGimsey, Neil Coach Russell and Mark Hitchcock. I'll start with you, Davey.
Yes.
Celebrated that?
Yeah, look, I think first of all, you have to be sort of magnanimous in victory as well. I think the Guildford Flames had an absolutely great, it's not to be condescending, I think they played a really, really good game of hockey. I know their goaltender got man of the match, but for me, you know, their defence, the way they blocked shots, got sticks in lanes, got bodies in lanes, they just stopped the Belfast Giants getting anything really through the goaltender. And yeah, it took a turnover. First real grade A scoring chance, 5-on-5 of the game, comes to Smotherman just in the high slot, and he skates in and puts it in there for the victory. So I think a lot of credit for the game and the type of game it was has to go to the opposition as well.
Hitchy, it was an exciting game. You know, you're there as a inverted commas neutral. It was pretty end to end. Guildford gave it all they've got, but you know, maybe in the end it was, we said it about 100 times this podcast so far, that depth in the Belfast Giants, really be able to run those four lines.
Yeah, it was a game 7, wasn't it? It was. In fact, that's what it felt like. And the intensity in the first period was insane. I've not been to a game, I'll admit, for a fair few months, and I've heard rumours that the Elite League's not what it once was, but that first period was absolutely incredible. Out of the stocks. You did. The intensity of both teams, and like you say, like David said, fair play to Guildford. I mean, they came in there, massive underdogs. They went at it. They didn't sit back and wait for their opportunities. They were strong, and Even on the penalty kill, the Guildford four did a great job. So, it was a great game to be there as a neutral.
Coach, remember just the nerves were going around to Belfast. I went into the Belfast fans. We heard earlier on from Rev. He agreed with me. You know, it was a sort of, I hate this game. You know, why are we doing it to ourselves? We should have been the stronger team. In the end, right result?
Right result in the end. I have to say, I jumped off there whenever Davey was in full flow, but I was stood with Davey throughout the course of the game, and I think both of us were in agreement that overall I thought Guildford were very, very strong throughout. And you know, I think probably if I've been totally truthful with you, we probably nicked that one, but it's a sign of a good team that does that as well. You know, you look back over the years and various different sports, and you know, you just did look at Liverpool back in the day, Man United, you just nick games that sometimes they didn't massively deserve. But I mean, you can't fault the work rate, the tenacity of the Giants throughout. I just thought our legs went, and I thought Guildford had a bit more spring in their step than Belfast, but we stuck at it. Beskowani, I thought, was absolutely superb, and as he has been throughout the course of the season, kept us in games that we maybe didn't have a right to be in. And I thought tonight again he was superb, rightly the man of the match, and ultimately we stuck in it and walk away with the trophy. So you know, overall, yeah, deserved.
Going to turn the mic on Paddy here for a minute, because he seldom gets to say his piece. What do you think, Paddy?
I thought it was a very exciting game. I have to agree with all of you. That's, you know, it was that first period was an absolute cracker. I think it was so end to end, so tight. You know, Guildford collapsed around Crosby so many times, and it was Giants were finding it tough. I thought it was going to be a dirty goal that was going to win it in the end. I know, but it was interesting in the post game. We've heard from all the players coming through that, you know, it, more or less to a man, all of them cited that Challenge Cup sorry, not Challenge Cup, the Continental Cup final. One by one, everybody kept saying, you know, we harken back to that Continental Cup game. We harken back to that Continental Cup game. Maybe something that Kiefer brought up in the locker room before overtime. But it seemed to be that the memory of that drove them forward to try to get that winner. Credit to Guildford. You know, they fought back, probably more so than we expected them to. But I thought they were brilliant. But I'm delighted, absolutely delighted with the outcome. What I will say, one last thing around the table is, you know, the Giants are going to go out, they're going to celebrate this, they're going to enjoy it, but, you know, the job's not done yet, really. You know, there's still, regardless of it, there is still a title to fight for.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult from the position we're in. We also have to be aware of, I don't know whether it was you that coined the phrase, Doug Christensen, whatever, all those years ago, of that collective exhale after you win a trophy. You've got to be sure that you know, you keep your foot on the gas. And for us, there'd certainly be a couple of days off here, and then obviously tomorrow will be off, bit of a travel day back to Belfast. Yeah, you gotta celebrate the wins when they come along, but as you say, there's still plenty of work to be done.
What do you think, Hitchie, before I give Coach the last word on it? What do you think? You know, the Giants, are they still fighting for the title? You just shouted, not going to happen.
I can't see Cardiff dropping enough points for Belfast, sadly. I'd much rather Belfast won the league for various reasons, but you're looking at it, you're four points behind, are you? And there's seven games left. I can't see them doing it. I can't see them dropping two games. And if they drop two games, I can't see Belfast sweeping the rest of the season. So, you know, it's great to win the Challenge Cup. I fancy Belfast for the playoffs, especially if they get Sheffield in the quarterfinals, who are shit. So good for it, lads. But sadly, I think overall, Cardiff are going to win the league. And it's a dark day. It's a dark day.
It's not a dark day. We just won the cup. Coach, yeah. your final word on this. You know, the Giants come off the back of what is a successful cup win, but they need to gather themselves because there's still a job to do.
Yeah, we said it, didn't we, post-game there in Mr. Kelman's office, and I'm adamant, I've said so from the get-go, from what I've seen this season. I think the Belfast Giants are the best team in the Elite League. Of course, whoever goes on to win the Elite League, people will obviously say the best team always wins the league.
He's all right, don't worry. He's all right, he's fine.
The best team wins the league, Liverpool.
Oh, no. Take a sip of Pepsi.
Wow.
Just noticing some of the Guildford Flames just going into W.A. Smith here, buying a lot of beers.
Neil's hoping Cardiff choke as much as he does.
Sorry about that. Where was I again? Just saying that I think the Giants are the best team on that I've seen this season. Seen quite a few games over the course of the season thus far, but let's call it spade a spade. I mean, Cardiff have so much depth. They've stuck at it and kept the pressure on the Giants. I think the Giants' schedule has been an absolute nightmare for them, as it has been the last couple of years, you know, because of the arena and all the rest. We had a lot of triple headers on the road and long road swing, and then a lot of games at home back to back and all the rest. I think it's been really difficult, but until it's mathematically impossible for the Giants to win the league, they've got to just continue to kind of do what they do. And I think at this stage of the season, rest is definitely a weapon.
Can I add something? Is this Kiefer's second season?
Yeah.
Adam Keefe's second season as a coach of a hockey club, and he's won two Challenge Cups. He's in the race for the league. I mean, fair play to him. I mean, when he got the job, I think I don't care. They don't care. They're Welsh. They can't understand me. Adam Keefe, you know, he got that job, and there maybe was a lot of Giants fans who love Kiefer, he's a legend, but wanted someone with a bit more experience. He's won two trophies already in his first two seasons. That's got to be applauded. And you're in the league title race. Davey's nodding.
I'm sure Adam Keefe's, your endorsement means a lot to him.
He does. He added me on Facebook Messenger. Fair play to the guy, and I'll be sending him a Facebook Messenger message later to say, I believe in you.
I don't know what Guildford Flames player that is walking out, but he's got a 4-pack of Cronenberg and a few of the lads, the Guildford lads, heading back to their bus, a bit dejected. But we'll wrap it up with our boys. We've had our KFC, we've got a Challenge Cup, a back-to-back Challenge Cup title, and me and Coach have to endure Hitchie all the way back to Birmingham. Yeah. So we'll wrap it up there. Thanks, boys.
Davey's gorgeous.
joined in a very busy arrivals department of the George Best Belfast City Airport by Giants defenseman Curtis Leonard. Lenny, what do you make of the welcome home?
Oh, it's pretty special here. I didn't realize that we were going to have this many fans here. And obviously, the Giants faithful came out and supported us there in Cardiff. But obviously, the people that couldn't come here or come there and are here to say hi and welcome us and cheer us on here. It's pretty special, and you don't see this in a lot of places.
As a first-year player, does this kind of drive home just how much the club means to the city?
Yeah, Darcy told me about last year when they won the Challenge Cup and how many people they had come. And and sometimes you take stuff with a grain of salt, but he wasn't kidding one bit that the Giants fans are really the best in the EIHL. And to have all these people come out here and show their support and how much they care, it means a lot, and it makes you want to play that much harder for them because you know that they care and you want to do your best for them.
And how were the Sallies last night?
Oh, it was a good time. I think the city of Cardiff had their handful with I think the Giants fans were almost worse than we were, but no, it was great, obviously, and anytime you get to celebrate a championship with your teammates and your fans, it's pretty special. I don't think a lot of places get to do that, especially with the interaction. And personally, I love meeting everyone and getting to share those moments with people. It means a lot. I know it means a lot to them, and it's pretty special.
Congratulations, bud. Welcome home.
Thanks.
We are in the arrivals lounge at the George Best Belfast City Airport, joined now by a slightly tired-looking David Rutherford.
Really? Absolutely not.
How are you feeling, bud?
I'm feeling great, guys. I'm excited to celebrate. We're champs again.
And we're going to need the beat machine already. Also joined by Giants game-winning goal scorer Jordan Smotherman. Smo, your first-year player, what's this welcome like?
Oh, this is incredible. I've never had anything like this, and it's certainly awesome to see all these smiling faces when we get off the plane.
You've had quite a 24 hours. Can you just talk me through how you're feeling right now? You've been in town for about a month or so, and you've already got a banner on the wall.
It's pretty nuts. You know, I knew there was an opportunity to do this when I signed here, and the fact that it happened is pretty amazing.
And does, as a first-year player, just coming into the lounge here and seeing the hundreds that are gathered, does it reinforce to you just how much the club means to the city?
Oh, it absolutely does. I've said it from day one. You get that feeling as soon as you step into the SSE, and this just solidifies that.
And Rudy, this ain't your first rodeo, bud. No surprise by the numbers here tonight?
No, I said this last night. Like it's overwhelming seeing how many people were there in Cardiff. I know how long people traveled to be a part of that, and even if you couldn't, knowing that they're at the cinema and being here at the airport, this is more than a championship for a hockey team. This is a championship for a city, and it means a lot more to the people in this city than people understand around the world. So it's cool. We're happy, man. This is for Belfast. Once again, let's win another one. Screw this. One's not enough.
Boys, congratulations. Enjoy the Sallies.
Yeah, thank you.
Joining the arrivals lounge by the one and only Kevin Rain. Rainer, what do you make of the welcome home?
Well, I think it's it might be twice the size of last year's welcome. Obviously, people have continued to get on board, and so it's crazy. It's mayhem here at the airport lobby, so to speak, and I made the mistake of putting my bag in the van and then trying to somehow come back and find you, and so I'll just have to find another ride. Sorry, Tom.
let's talk about the celebrations last night. Did you have a good night out in Cardiff?
Oh, I mean, you could probably tell me a thing or two about how much fun we had last night, and helped me recall a few things. But no, it was a great time. We did exactly as we're supposed to in a scenario like that, and something we've earned. And you know what? It's proud of these guys to be able to pull it together in such a tight game and get it done.
And I've asked this to everyone, but I have to ask it to you as well. Seeing a crowd like this on a wet Monday night in the arrivals lounge at an airport, does it reinforce just how special this club is?
Of course. You don't get this anywhere else. Guys who have won elsewhere can attest to that. I've never seen it. Guys on the team never seen it. And so it is wild. And you know, I was just hoping that our flight wasn't delayed because you don't want to keep these people waiting too long.
Well, I won't keep you waiting from what I'm sure is a very early bedtime, bud. So thank you very much for your time.
Cheers.
Joined now, as always, by Giants head coach Adam Keefe. Coach, another phenomenal turnout in the arrivals lounge here at the City Airport. How does it feel to come home to this?
Yeah, it's great. I know that the players last year, especially last year, because obviously it was the first time for us, and it was a real surprise for them, so it was great. And it's one of the things that some of the guys that haven't returned or haven't played hockey since last season, they spoke about that, like in their exit meetings, how special it was to arrive home and be surprised by the amount of people. And it just goes to show the kind of support that we have and what did this trophies mean to the city. And so it's nice to be bringing them back here anytime we can.
and you're always the first to talk about your squad, but two seasons behind the bench, two banners on the wall, how do you feel today?
Oh, I feel great, but I mean, yeah, I'm by no means an experienced coach. You know, I'm still learning every day. Like I said in all my interviews, it's the people we surround ourselves with, and you know, Steve does a great job with recruitment as well, so you know, that's half the battle. You bring in good players and good quality players and good people, and you hope that success follows, and so far so good this year.
And finally, Jordan Smotherman, quite the mid-season pickup.
Yeah, he's obviously been clutch, especially in this Challenge Cup there. He's had a real impact in it, so I'm real happy for him that he got that goal, and I know that he was having a tough season in Germany, so to have him come over here and have the impact he's had and win a trophy in his first month here has been great. So obviously a welcome addition to our club.
Welcome home, coach. Congratulations.
Cheers. Cheers.
And that's that. Television's Neil the Coach Russell has just dropped me off, dropped Hitchy off back down in Birmingham. And so ends, what time is it? 20 past midnight, back in a little bit of a snowy Manchester. And so ends what is a fabulous day. And another Challenge Cup victory for the Belfast Giants. Back-to-back Challenge Cup victories. And no doubt the party is still going on down in Cardiff. And there's a bus full of happy revelers on their way back to Belfast. But that's it for us here and a view from the bridge. It's been a real treat of a day to be chatting to just old friends, but a lot of people and a lot of very happy Belfast Giants on the ice. Normal podcasting will be resumed next week. No doubt we've got two games this weekend on Friday and Saturday against the Coventry Blaze. But for this moment, let's just enjoy back-to-back Challenge Cup victories for your Belfast Giants. Thanks to everybody who got involved, everybody who chatted to us, all the lads on the ice. Thanks to them for picking up that trophy, and thanks to you guys for joining in and listening in. And wherever you are this weekend, we hope you enjoy your hockey, and I hope you enjoy a Challenge Cup victory. We'll catch you here next time on A View from the Bridge. Gotcha.